All right, I have a couple of Prophet's Corner. This first one is, this is Sunday morning, 1-8-23. The title is, Why Do We Do What We Are Doing? All right. I'm just going to read here. Just think about the thousand-year reign of Christ, where his government will rule. Lifespans will be longer. No devil here to mess with men's minds and mess everything up. We will have a world of people, and Christians included, that do not have a clue. The road less traveled leads to success, but it is hard. So hard that at times we just want to go to be with Jesus. We must weigh, like Paul had, to the reason. Even though his road was less traveled and hard, for the benefit of the people, he decided to stay. He knew his work and the time he had here was valuable. I say the same toward you. Your time is valuable here, and we don't need to be thinking about anything else. I believe that Paul had us on his mind when he said this. Paul left us a legacy. We must view them the way he did. This is Philippians chapter 3, and I want to read it to you. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision, for we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Does this go along with what we just heard? Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made comfortable or conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect by follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an ensample. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. We're not the same people we used to be. We couldn't go back even if we wanted to. What we left behind, God will reward us for. They weren't worth that much anyway in comparison with the glory that we shall receive. Think about how we, after 2,000 years, are still learning from the revelation that God gave Paul. We have a legacy to pass on to those for the next 1,000 years. At the end of those 1,000 years, Satan will be loosed again to deceive the nations. Seems that the insurrection is squashed quickly. maybe that means that we did a good job. You think, well, you know, if Christ is coming, what's the point? If his kingdom's coming to rule, what's the point? That's why I believe it's a natural kingdom. It's not a pie in the sky like everybody thinks it's going to be. He's ruling and reigning, but he's doing it through his body. We have a chance to finally get everyone on the same page without the devil in the opposition. All right, this is Revelation 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him. Now he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed for a little season. Now verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. You can go read this in Ezekiel 38 and 39. This is that last day battle. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. It looks like it squashed pretty quickly. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. After that, that's when God is coming to earth to set up his kingdom. We will have a new heaven and a new earth. But until that time, God's given us a window of opportunity. We have 1,000 years. How we'll age, how we'll live, I don't know. We see bits and pieces through the Old Testament about it. But, you know, I thought, well, Lord, if it's 1,000-year reign, then now, people are going to have to be taught. People are clueless. They were talking about how many people are still asleep and how these last few things that are going to happen are in a hopes to get them to wake up. But I know when it talks about the millennial reign, I don't know what scripture it is, don't remember, where it talks about you won't have to ask, do you know the Lord? Because for everyone will know the Lord. I think that's the good time for the devil to start doing his shenanigans, because everyone knows the Lord. And it's squashed quickly. All right. Told you it was a short one. Have one more. Yeah.